Is it, it's not royalty. I don't know, you curtsy, you bow to a president, you nod. I want to get it correct here because we have admired the work that our next guest, along with Chris Giles and everybody behind the scenes there, has done with this Oakland Athletics team and their relationship with fans all year long. The president of the Athletics, Dave Cavill, joins us. Dave, it's Dave and Kyle. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm here in New York, all fired up for the game tonight. It's going to be awesome.
I assume you, if you were to go get a manicure right now, the manicurist would look at you and say, "Why are you even here? You have absolutely no nails. Are you biting them? Are your hands sweaty? Are you nervous?"
No, I'm not nervous. I think this is a great, confident team. You know, I just had coffee with Liam Hendricks, and he's excited. The whole coaching staff, all the young players, Bob Melvin. This team is built for this type of game, and I think they know it, and they're excited about really showing the world what they can do tonight.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. What's the vibe like around there? Because I know Chris Davis said he was nervous but excited. Is that kind of the general sentiment there in the locker room?
Yeah, and I think there's some veterans like Jed Lowry and folks like that who've been through games like this who I think bring a lot of confidence to the younger players. And I think the younger players, a lot of times, they don't even know to be nervous. You know, I think that's the beauty of being young is that you can kind of approach things with your own viewpoint. And I think they're just looking forward to going out there and showing the country how great this team is.
You know, I was talking with Kyle earlier, and we spent the better part of the show completely talking A's and how it's, regardless of who you root for, I guess unless you're a Yankee fan, I get it. It's almost impossible to root against these guys when you've got a team, as you well know, lowest opening day payroll, most successful team of a team that had the lowest opening day payroll. You have two guys, possibly three, that could finish top 10 in MVP voting in Chapman, Davis, and maybe even Blake Treinen gets in there. And you're going against the big, bad Bronx Bombers. It's David versus Goliath, but as I'm sure you've noted, it's not like the A's are some sappy little underdog. This is a team with all the talent in the world to be able to compete with the Yankees.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I think for the Yankees, there's a lot of pressure on them because obviously they're expected on their home field to perform. We're going to come in here. We're just going to play the type of baseball we've played all year. We've been excellent on the road. You know, we have great defense. We had a great bullpen, amazing coaching. Those are the recipe. That is the recipe for success in the postseason. And so I think it's going to be an exciting game tonight. The entire country will be watching, and we can't wait.
I'm just going to go full A's fan here because I am a diehard A's fan. And I am really excited about the prospect of playoff games coming back to Oakland because there's not an atmosphere like it. Is that something that that you guys are also looking forward to with potential playoff games with all the new stuff at the Coliseum?
Oh, yeah. I mean, those are the games that really not only bring all the great fans out, but the atmosphere and excitement that comes with a game at the Coliseum, a playoff game, is tremendous. And so, obviously, it's something we're rooting for. It'd be a fantastic thing for our community, and it'll actually be something that folks will remember for many generations to come.
Now, as we talked to A's president Dave Cavill, I am a very superstitious person, so I'm going to ask this question in a very strange way, which is, if in fact the A's were to win tonight, which we have no way of knowing, it may possibly not happen, but if in fact they were, talk a little bit about the homecoming when we do get home playoff games and what the fans can expect.
Well, you know, we've done a lot over the last couple of years to make sure the Coliseum fan experience was upgraded. And we've added things like the Treehouse and Shy Park Tavern and Championship Plaza. And so to have that stadium full, like we did against the Giants, where we had our largest crowd ever, 58,000, or the free game, 45,000, those are some of my fondest memories in my tenure as president. And so to have a playoff game that could be like that is really something that all of us are really thrilled. But we got to take one step at a time. We got to focus on tonight.
Right.
Can't get ahead of ourselves. We got to do everything we can to make sure that we put our best foot forward here in the Bronx, in New York. And then as things roll forward, there's going to be opportunities for those celebrations.
There's a watch party at the Treehouse tonight, from what I understand. Is that something that we have to pay to get into, or
no,
are we
free,
just showing up?
Totally free.
Wow.
Show up.
Snap.
Yeah, you don't have to pay for anything. Just have a great time. We open the concessions. We have all the game will be on the two big video boards. You can hang out. watch it from the terrace area, watch in the treehouse itself.
Oh,
you know, we're expecting, you know, hundreds of people, and I think it'll be a great way to hang out with your friends and, you know, celebrate this amazing accomplishment, this great playoff run, and hopefully root on a winner.
A's President Dave Cavill live from New York City, site of the A's and Yankees. Of course, you have all that action right here on Sports 1140 KHDK tonight. Text from the 510 here. That's a Bay Area line. Dave Cavill has really done a lot for the A's the last couple of years. Love the taco trucks and the hometown vibe. Can't wait for the new stadium. That's from Rich. So, Dave, I'll ask you a couple business questions before you go. Give us an update, if you can, on the progress towards that stadium.
Well, we just got our bill, AB 734, signed by the governor. So that just happened a couple days ago. And that allows us to stay on track for that 2023 opening of the new ballpark. So we're very excited about that. That was a great accomplishment. Now we're going to be moving forward with finalizing our economic deal by the end of the year with the city, county, and the port. And we're making great progress there too. So we're on track to make sure we can break ground by early 21, open by 23. And make sure we have a new, amazing, privately financed stadium here in Oakland.
And last question, this is kind of awkward because we're in the business, but a lot of A's fans listening, a lot of A's fans interested. There were some waves made last week. I don't know if it was an official announcement or how that worked, but reading around that the A's will be looking for a new flagship going into next season. And I don't know what you can or can't or want or don't want to talk about, but I will ask you this. Is it still a possibility? Is it on the table? I know you guys tried to purchase a station and kind of make that your home a while back. Is that something that's still maybe on the menu for you guys?
Yeah, we're looking at all the options, everything from a joint venture to owning our own radio station, all those things to make sure that we can have the best way for fans to interact and listen to our content and make sure that they can not only get a great signal, but also that the content and the people who are on the actual channel are promoting the A's and are actually, you know, striving to make the A's great. And so that's something we're going to do, and we're going to spend a lot of time in a thoughtful way this offseason to get there, and we're hopeful that we can have an announcement pretty shortly to make sure that people know where we're going to be on the dial next year.
So in short, you want whoever's on the flagship to actually want to talk about the actual ball club that's one of the best stories in Major League Baseball. That seems fair.
We think it's a good story, and I think
it is.
Fans and the community also do. And so I think it's good business. So I think all those things line up, and I think it's all a matter of making sure that we, and especially myself as the business person, put all those things together, align the incentives, and just let the talent run with it in a positive way. And I think that's going to be a winner for everybody.
Also saw that TV viewing is up 69% from last year, which is obviously a major thing too. And you hope that transfers over to radio. I'll say this, Dave, all I can tell you is this. We were there at spring training. We've dealt with Fernando and all the guys behind the scenes. We've had almost everybody on the roster on this show. We love talking about the A's, and one of the big reasons we talk about them, A, they're a great story, and B, you and all of your people under you have been nothing but fantastic to us from day one. So we appreciate that, and I hope these conversations last for another couple weeks, another month, as we move on in the playoffs.
Let's do it. That sounds like a plan, guys.
All right, Dave. Good luck today. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
That's Dave Cavill, president of the Oakland A's.